something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. So Luke's Gospel chapter number 10, from verse 38. Now while they were on their way, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. It occurred that Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me." But the Lord replied to her by saying, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. You're anxious and troubled about many things." That's what Jesus said to her. He said, "You're anxious and troubled about many things." And when we read from the International, the New National Version, he said, "You're worried and upset about many things." That's what the Lord said to the woman. "You're worried and upset about many things." Jesus knew Martha was worried and upset about many things. Sometimes we get upset about many things. The Lord said about many things, not just about something. The Lord knew that her complaint about her sister Mary not coming to join her in the serving had nothing to do with the serving for that day. There was a long story behind it. The master said, "Martha, you are worried and upset. You're troubled and upset about many things." Did you ever get to that place in your life where you were troubled and upset about many things? Many things about your job, many things about your relationship with somebody, many things about even where you live. And then you're upset. And you know, when you're upset, many things begin to happen. You get frustrated, and the frustration reveals itself in so many things. So many ways. You become easily angry, easily offended. Someone talks to you, and your reply is strange. You normally wouldn't talk like that, but you're upset. So many things are going through your mind. And what's actually happening is your experiences are now introducing a character into your life. They're changing you. You're no longer that kindly, well-mannered you used to be. That friendly person you used to be. It's changing you now. What you're going through is changing you. And the Lord said, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things." He didn't say you're worried and upset about your sister. No, he said about many things. Where are you in your life? Are you worried and upset about many things? It's possible. You can be worried and upset about many things. And they say, what's the problem? You say, there are a lot of problems. Don't even know where to start from. A lot of problems. That means you are not enjoying your life. You're not enjoying the life that God gave you. And so, you're not an effective witness for Jesus Christ, because you have become a candidate needing some kind of ministration. You're in need. You are the needy. Someone needs to counsel you. Someone needs to intercede for you now. So you should remain in the faith. So it's become a problem. How can you effectively help someone else enjoy his life in Christ when you are not enjoying that life yourself? What we received is a gospel. Gospel is good news. And if it's not working good for you, something's wrong. We started out to explain how that God has given us a life to enjoy. And that one of the things that God wants us to have in our lives is joy. And we went on to define joy. So we can have a joyful life always, but it's a choice. It's a choice. You can live a frustrated life just because there's someone who you think doesn't like you. And you can live all your life. You can live so many years, so many months, so many weeks trying to prove yourself to that person. And you don't need it. So instead of enjoying your life, you're spending time trying to be something else, because you see, you're trying to appeal to what whoever it is thinks about you. Do you ever find yourself trying to live in a way so you can be better appreciated? That would not be you. That would be someone else. If you don't enjoy yourself, no one will enjoy you. Learn to enjoy yourself. Learn to be happy about yourself. Start out there. Start out there. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate yourself. Remember something. You know, the greatest gift you could give to anybody is yourself. Right? You can have anything that's greater than you. And so when we say that we've given our lives to Christ, we're thinking we've given him the greatest gift, because he gave us his life. He gave us the greatest gift. He laid down his life for us. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to give God my life. But the life I'm giving him is a frustrated, broken life, unrepentant, unforgiving. And I don't want to change it. Then he gives me the tools to change it. And I ignore the tools. And every day I'm living a frustrated life. So that's not good for God. It's not good for God.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/goloud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy. 16053 Industrial Site, Zari, Chinhoyi, Zimbabwe. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call 077-520-2305. 077-284-3739 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. God made us to be happy for himself. Listen, he created us for himself to derive pleasure in us. He made us for himself to make himself happy. I don't know if I'm stressing it enough. God wanted to be happy and made us for his own pleasure. Someone says, I think that's selfish. I don't blame you. Because you have a brain. If he didn't give you one, you wouldn't even think. No, because now we have the clay trying to talk to the potter and to say, why did you make me this way? You mean you made me for yourself? He made you. And you question the one who made you. It's nonsense. You're supposed to say, wow, you made me. You must be really great. You mean you made me? You must be something. Think about it. If God made you, he must be really cool. Yes, he must be something. No matter what you think about you, this complicated whatever it is called you, whoever made you must be something. What do you think? If you found out that he made you, what would you do for him? If you found out that truly he made you, what would you do for him? Would you say, wow, how can I outsmart him? He made you. What do you think? He must be smarter than you. No, if God stepped down now and introduced himself to you and said to you, hello, I made you, and you believed him, what would you do? Talk to me. No, if he told you, I made you, and you found out that he did, and you agreed with him that he did, what would you do with that? I mean, that information would be something. So what would you do with it? Will you be looking at him like, wow? What would you do with it? Come on. Again? You what? You would thank him. I would think the first thing you should say to him is why? Yeah, because you didn't ask him to. And then he introduces himself, he says, I made you. You say, why? Then he says, for my pleasure. But you see, that's the reality. That's the truth about it. That's exactly what has happened. And that's what he's trying to get across to us, that he made us for his own pleasure. And I told you yesterday, if it's true that he made us for his own pleasure, then it means that he delights in us. It means that he's happy about us. He wants to be happy about us. And if he wants to be happy about us, then he wants us happy. Because if we're not happy, he can't be happy about us. And then I read you several scriptures to show you that God loves us and that God wants us happy and prosperous and joyful, and that God delights in us and wants us to enjoy the life that he's given us. So when should we enjoy it? Now. Every day. Every day should be a good day. I have a good day every day. I made up my mind long time ago, years ago. And once I decided, because I found it in the Word, once I decided, I set my sail and I went for it. And it's been every day a day of victory, every day a day of joy, every day a day of fulfillment. Every day. Every day. Someone said, do you mean that you don't face challenges? I don't know what you mean by challenges. But if you mean things that happen and you got to put your faith to work, emphatically, yes. But there are things that I thrive in. Yeah, because I found out if I don't have the opportunity to stretch my faith and put my faith to work, I start thinking, is something wrong? You know, because I learned that if you have little kids and there isn't any noise for a while, better find out what they're up to. So I think that if the devil is not troubling, nothing is happening, no trouble, everything is cool and calm, I start wondering, is the devil trying to do something somewhere? Because I always like to keep him somewhere where he ought to be. So I don't mind him causing some trouble. When he causes trouble, I say, yeah, that means I'm dealing with him, that's why. So for me, life is always prosperous, always successful, always joyful, always, always, absolutely. Now, you either agree with that or you listen to some other folks who will tell you, life is full of ups and downs. That's their experience. I know that that's their experience because that's their communication. That's what they found with God. It's up today and down tomorrow. They're happy today and not very happy tomorrow. Some prayers are answered well and some are not answered. So they're not sure where they are with God. So the Christianity is like a speculation. But I don't think that's the way the Word of God ought to be. I think we are successful every day. And it only gets better because the Word of God tells us that the path of the righteous is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter onto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Glory to His name forever. And so this matter was troubled and upset, and Jesus knew. And Jesus said something to her, I'd like us to read it. I read again from verse 41. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better. That's that one thing that's needed. And it will not be taken away from her. That's what the Lord said. It will not be taken away from her. See, people who are upset and unhappy and frustrated like to take from others who are happy that thing that makes them happy.
It's time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream
That's
and has
right.
been trying to throw.
Right.
I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay. Y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It can't stay, it can't stay, it can't stay, it can't stay. It's coming out. It's coming out.
it's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now! Out!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances. Some of them, items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. Did you ever feel like maybe a sense of frustration with a sense of urgency? And while you're there, you don't feel like laughing, and some fellow just comes laughing and looking happy? Get out of here. You've just knocked the joy out of you. See? Because you don't think that's the moment. You're having a frustration moment. See? And you like to protect it. Yeah. Have you ever seen people who love to, the love their trouble? They like it when some people are against them. And so they talk about it. They protect the problem. They keep talking about how they were mistreated by someone, and then the other one, and then the other one. Well, such is life. They feel like they're going through something, and they love it. They don't want to come out of it. They love to go through this persecution, as it were. And the feeling that they are alone and persecuted, and they don't have friends except you that they can talk to. You are the only one I can tell these things, you know. And you keep telling him or telling her, and she just listening to your stories. Things just never get better. 3 weeks later, you're back again. It's the same story. It just never changes. And you are secretly happy to be going through this thing. Because if you're not going through it, you're not yourself. How many of you like trouble? You said, no, I don't like trouble. I don't really like trouble. But why do you preserve your trouble? Why do you preserve it? Why do you protect it? Why do you love it so much? I'll give you a simple example so you can know how you love trouble sometimes. Imagine that someone has offended you and you're waiting for that person to come and apologize. And then he's not coming to apologize. He's even acting as though he didn't do nothing wrong. Every day you see him, you're like, is it that he doesn't know what he did? Now, you are carrying the burden of this frustration, but you don't realize it. You are unhappy, but he's looking happy. Everything is normal with him, and you can't believe it. But you're still waiting for him to apologize. You might even get to the point where you begin to pray to God to knock him out and tell him to come and apologize to you. And he's not coming. You know you can have stomach ulcer because of that. It's true. You can have an ulcer because of that. Because the happier you see him, the more frustrated you are. Because you want to see him knocked out and sad. Now you know. Or he should come and apologize to the great you. Now, I tell you how to fix that. Instead of wasting days and weeks and months staying and remaining frustrated because of this, whatever it is, whatever you might want to call him, that refused to come to you to apologize. And now you're unhappy. And it's affecting you everywhere. Maybe Now you're coming late to work because of that. There are things you're supposed to do you can't do just because every time you're working, that thing goes through your mind. He still hasn't apologized. And then you stop your work. You're thinking, he is not there. He's just going through your mind. You've traveled in your mind back to the land of frustration. 2 hours gone. You're supposed to submit something. You haven't even started. Then suddenly you wake up and you come back to yourself. Suddenly you hear his voice quite close. You pack your things. You have closed. Because he has come close. Instead of doing that, why don't you just go and apologize and end it? You take the step. Go and apologize. You apologize. And when you apologize, the whole thing will come to an end. And you start living happy. You say, I should apologize. He offended me. I know he offended you. But you see, the thing is affecting you and is destroying your life. So why don't you bring it to an abrupt stop by going to him to say, I'm sorry about that. He will say, ah, I thought I was the one that offended. No, I'm tired of keeping things like this. You'd find that you are the master of circumstances. So they will not dictate how you live. God needs you to be joyful for you to be successful. God needs you to be happy for you to be successful. You need it. You need it. A lady died of cancer. Why did she die of cancer? When the cancer started, and I was informed, I sent a message to her that she should stop worrying about her husband because, you know, she had so many things against her husband. You know, he was living wild. He was just, you know. I mean, if he did come to her Sunday service, it was a miracle. The pastor was happy. She was happy. Everybody was happy that he came. Then, of course, it'll be some weeks. So I sent a message to her. I said, you are in a greater problem than your husband. Let your husband go. In other words, stop holding these grudges against your husband because this is the reason for your cancer. No prayer can help you. What you need is to forgive and to forgive genuinely. Oh, she said she'll try it. Well, maybe she tried, but somehow he got worse and really misbehaved a little more. And she was frustrated. She got more angry, and the cancer got larger. Then I said, I don't think, if you don't forgive your husband, if you're going to keep this kind of feeling and hold your bitterness, this cancer will kill you. Because you've given it a home in your life. But what is God going to do about him? That was her anger. And God's not going to do anything about him. God wants to do something about you. Think about what God wants to do with your life. And stop worrying about him. If you stop worrying about him, God will be able to do something about him. But as long as you're worried about him, God can do nothing with your life. And then you create a home for Satan. Oh, she said, okay. Then she got healed. Then she got angry again. And the cancer came back. And when the cancer came back, her frustration just went wild. And the husband wasn't changing. And then she died of it. The cancer killed her. She didn't die of cancer because cancer was a great, great enemy. No, she died of cancer because she just wouldn't let the cancer go. The cancer was the unforgiveness that she had in her heart. Understand something about forgiveness. Forgiveness is a tool. It's a marvelous tool for your own happiness. When you give that forgiveness, okay, when you give it to someone else, you don't give it because, they were so wrong, or you were so right. It's got nothing to do with right and wrong. It's in your own interest. You forgive. Don't wait for them to apologize. Apology and repentance are not the same anyway. And just because somebody apologized to you doesn't mean he's repentant. So if someone says, I'm sorry, it doesn't mean he has changed his way of thinking. He might still hold to the same opinion and do the same thing next time. So apology is not repentance.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. 16053 Industrial Site, Zari, Chinhoyi, Zimbabwe. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call 077-520-2305. 077-284-3739 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.